You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all.
And it just fucking irks the shit out of me.
Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. Ugh. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Some upcoming comedy tour dates. Thursday, September 3rd, Soul Joel's Comedy Club in Royersford, Pennsylvania with Rich Voss. Friday, September 18th at the Blue Claws Stadium in Lakewood, New Jersey with Don James and Eddie Trunk, that metal show comedy show live. Saturday, September 26th, Brunswick Square Mall, East Brunswick, New Jersey. Oh, these are all outdoor shows. With Rich Voss once again. And then I think these shows are good. I don't know. It depends what's going on in fucking New York State. Friday, October 16th, The Egg in Albany, New York. And Saturday, October 17th, The Carrier Theater in Syracuse, New York. And then October 8th through the 10th, Funny Stop, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. All dates are up at jimflorentine.com. Mostly are outdoor shows. So whatever. You guys fucking know the deal. If you're around, you feel like getting out of the fucking house before... Whatever. Website is jimflorentine.com. Like I said, email florentine@barstoolsports.com. Thank you guys for sending in your stuff so I don't have to sift through this shit. I don't have to look at these dumb Facebook games and everything else. So thank you for sending all that stuff in. Anything you see might be good for the podcast. Please send it to that email address. Merchandise, Everybody is Awful. Merchandise, go to Barstool Sports. Merchandise store, look up Everybody is Awful. And, Special Ed from Crank Anchors is on Cameo now, and also Jim Florentine, me, is on Cameo. Go to cameo.com, look up my name or Special Ed. And comedy specials, you could stream them. They're available on iTunes and all that shit and Amazon Prime. I Got the House, I'm Your Savior, and A Simple Man. They're all up there. All right. I think that's it. Yeah. I got an email. I always love reading these emails, just the anger and rage that's out there. It just makes me happy that I'm not just the only one that gets disgusted by this stuff. It really does make me laugh. Brian sent this one. He goes, I've noticed all these Facebook moms talking about the COVID-15, referring to the 15 pounds they've gained since quarantine because they can't resist the urge to stuff their fat fucking faces. I just want to say, stop it. This stinks. It's not because of COVID. It's because you have low self-esteem and zero willpower, you dumb cunt. This could be one of my favorite emails of all time. Just a rage. Yeah, I know, right? Because it's a freshman 15. Is that what it is? Because you get into college, you put on weight, so now it's the COVID-15. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that is... thank you, Brian, for that one. That really made me laugh. The rest of the shit, none of this makes me laugh at all because this dumb Facebook games is this week's podcast. There's a lot of them going on, I guess, you know, because I guess everybody just lighten up the mood. You know, you can't find some, you know, maybe a sitcom that you like, you know, put that on to lighten up the mood, watch a comedy movie or whatever. Just hang with your kids. Do something that you think is fun in your life. But no, you got to be online. And these are adults. Like, I don't even go after, like, kids on TikTok. I don't even know what the fuck goes on TikTok, but I know it's a bunch of kids there doing dance videos, whatever the fuck they're doing. That's fine. That's for them. I have no problem with it. They're just trying to, you know, navigate their way through life. They don't know what the fuck they're actually doing, but they just know everybody else is doing it. So they're just being a follower because they're trying to fit in. I see my kid do that with other kids. As soon as they start doing something, that he does it too, because they all just, they're trying to figure it out. It's when you got adults going on Facebook and playing fucking, coming up with these dumb games. You know, if you're in the woods and you're camping and you got nothing else going on and you're just sitting around drinking, you got a fucking fire going, then, you know, when you want to play a stupid game, I get it. There's nothing else to do. Or maybe you're at a house party and you want to play a game. I wouldn't participate, but I get it. But to do this shit online, you know, and just pretending, okay, this is going to be fun. This is going to lighten the mood up. Anyone that's, you know, having a tough time is going to like this game. You know, and then you feel guilty if you don't participate, or if you do and it's the wrong way, then you get in all the shit. Or if you do one game, imagine a guy that comes up with these Facebook games, because you know, once is a hit, when he comes up with one and a lot of people play it, then he's going to come up. You're just encouraging that fucking asshole to come up with more games. Because now he's like, oh man, this is, look at all the people that participated. Now I gotta look around and try to steal some other game that some other fucking asshole came up with. So if you played the first one, but you don't feel like playing the second one, and he gets half the response, then somehow he's mad at you. Like, what did I do? Now he doesn't want to play. I thought all these people played, and, you know, he's looking to find out who didn't play the second game that played the first one. And then he's thinking they're mad at him, or, what, you know, was it something he said, or is it because he hasn't texted him in a while? You know, so now he's like, maybe I should text him, make sure, hey, dude, how you doing, man? Everything good? You know, just to see if that guy might be mad at him for some reason. Or you're like, dude, you know, I put up another Facebook game, you know, that you know, the music one. I figured you would like it because you're in the music. I didn't, you know, you didn't respond to it. So now this guy's got to fucking answer that. Like, what are you talking about? So that's what happens. They'll make you feel, yeah, I've been putting up games. I don't, you know, you responded to one, but not all of them. Yeah, I didn't see the other one. Okay, because, you know, should I let you know next time? Should I send you a text that I just put up another Facebook game? No. No, don't send me a text. So you get caught up in this whole fucking thing. Just because these people, like, I'm going to put a, let's play a game. And it's always, it always starts off, let's forget coronavirus and politics for a second. I'd rather think of coronavirus and politics than play your fucking game. Let's stop thinking about coronavirus. I want to watch a press conference, the most depressing press conference of all time about coronavirus. Tell me in that press conference it's going to be around for 15 straight years and there's going to be no cure. Tell me, I'd rather hear that than play your Facebook game. I'd rather hear just politics constantly. I'd rather have every fucking CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News on three different TVs simultaneously and just watch that 24 hours a day than play your Facebook game. I know, let's forget COVID and politics for a second. Let's play a fun game. But these adults doing it, you know, you imagine that the dad's at the fucking kitchen sitting on a stool. His son comes by. He's like 14. There's already a little tension. He already thinks his dad's fucking corny. He's like, Dad, what are you doing? Oh, I'm coming up with a Facebook game. You wonder why a lot of teenage kids turn on their parents when they're teenagers because of that shit. He'd be like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, you know, his middle-aged friends, they're all playing a game on Facebook. Even a teenager would be like, you know, I'm a teenager. I should be doing that. What are you doing that for? You know, no connection with the kid. You know, they barely even talk, just small talk. And the kid's wondering, like, does my dad hate me? And then he comes in the kitchen, his dad's making up another fucking Facebook game for his dumb friends. All right, let's forget about COVID and politics for a second. Okay, I forgot about it. Now what? Oh, now I just remembered it. Shit, what do I do? Put up another game so I can forget about it again. Yeah, some guy that lost his grandmother in a nursing home is really going to forget about coronavirus as you come up with your fucking Facebook game, even in the middle of it. Yeah, he's just going to, that's going to be completely off his mind. He just lost his grandmother last week and can't go to the funeral. Okay, good. Good for you. You're doing wonders for everybody, you fucking asshole. I don't know why it bothers me so much, because I don't play these games. It's not even on my radar until you guys send them, and then I got to do a podcast about it. And then it gets me angry. I wish somebody could take my blood pressure right now. Before I started this, perfectly fine, calm. Now you get this dumb shit. Now, the first one here is, this happened a few weeks ago. I remember seeing this, or people were sending it to me. It was called a challenge accepted. Yay. Luke sent me this one, and he's like, not sure if you've seen this new bullshit on Instagram. Well, whatever. Instagram, Facebook doesn't make a difference, but called challenge accepted. If a woman posting pictures of themselves, it's women posting pictures of themselves for empowerment. Just another excuse for girls to glorify themselves to take another picture. It honestly makes me sick, and I wish someone would crash Instagram so people could have a real life. Love the podcast, listen to it every day as I look at all these idiots in Los Angeles taking pictures of themselves. Yuck. Luke. So, yeah, this thing was around a few weeks ago where women were taking pictures of themselves, and then they would, and then they had to make it in black and white. So they took a picture of themselves and then, you know, put it in black and white and posted it. And then they made a challenge. They posted five other women. Now, I nominate you. And then they have to take a picture and then nominate five other friends. You see how this works? How this gets around? I nominated you. I don't give a shit. I told this story before when that dumb bucket, ice bucket challenge came around. Like a couple people, I guess, nominated me. And I just completely ignored it. You think I'm going to fucking cave into peer pressure? You think I'm going to be, you know, oh, man, I feel bad. Oh, man, someone nominated me and I didn't do it. How fucking pathetic. I just completely ignored it. And I hope the next fucking trendy thing, I hope 6,000 people nominate me for it. And I'll just completely ignore it. Completely. So with that, I'm sure everybody knows about this challenge. So women just, you know, posted black and white pictures of themselves, you know, for empowerment for other women, to support women. You know, I mean, that really did a lot for women. Think about it. It was like a month ago. Things have really changed, haven't they? I mean, ever since the trend for a couple of days, you know, because it lasted like 2 or 3 days, people are doing it. I can really see how women are treated completely different now, right? I mean, you've seen it, right? Because of this thing that people put online. It was like that Black Lives Matter Tuesday thing where you're supposed to just post a black picture for support. Remember that one where I just put a blackout picture or whatever the fuck it was? I mean, that really helped the movement, didn't it? You know, look, think about it. Just that one day of people posting like a blackout picture, it really got rid of all the racist cops that might be out there and stopped all the protesting, right? I mean, it seems like it did. These things are really working. They're catching on. I mean, think about it. It really is amazing how the world has changed for black people and women after these two things. It really is. It's like, holy shit, is that all we needed to do? Was just post a black picture and then post a picture, you know, women that take pictures of themselves every day, fucking 50 times a day, and just use the filter screen and make it black and white? That's all we needed to do? Fuck, nobody figured this out before then? Yeah. Just stick together, women. It's empowerment. I was just at a comedy club recently, and this comedian brought this hot girlfriend of his. She had these short shorts on, like a belly shirt. And I was hanging out with other female comics and other women and stuff like that. And they all were just tearing this woman apart. I thought you're supposed to stick together. I'm just curious because they were really mad that this girl was young and she was hot and she was dressed in a fucking skimpy outfit. They were just tearing her apart. saying the meanest shit. I just thought you guys are supposed to stick together. That's what I thought. I don't know why. You know, this girl could have been the nicest girl in the world. They don't even know her. They didn't say hi to her. They didn't talk to her. They just judged her from afar. So I don't know if this thing has worked. This challenge accepted. It should have, right? I was looking online at, you know, these conventions, the Democratic and Republican national conventions, all the women that spoke, the other side that didn't like it, whether it be the Republicans hated the Democrats or the Democrats hated Republicans, they didn't support any of these women. They were trashing them. I saw a lot of trashing going on. Any woman that, you know, spoke at the Democratic National Convention, they got destroyed from other women that didn't like that, you know, that are Republicans in the Republican National Convention. Forget it. I mean, you know, I saw all of that stuff. That Nikki Haley woman, the black woman that's running in Baltimore, that's a Republican, got murdered. That Kim Guilfoyle or whatever the fuck, Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, got destroyed from other women. I thought you're supposed to support each other. Ann Coulter gets it all the time. I don't know. What's going on? So in other words, I mean, women support other women only if they have the right viewpoints as other women. Now I see how this works. The challenge should have just been stop talking shit about each other behind their back. That's what it should be. But no. You know, let's stick together. It's really, I mean, think about it, because there was a lot of Hollywood actresses that started this, you know, and then all the other fucking bandwagoners jumped on. It was really brave, think of them, of those Hollywood actresses to take this challenge, because you know how much they hate getting their picture taken and posted pictures of themselves, especially now when they're not getting attention, when no movies are coming out and they're freaking out and they used to be in the public eye and they can't take it. They can't sit still. You know, look, but I know I'm trashing this whole thing, this challenge accepted, and maybe I'm a little over the line, but there really is nothing more empowering than pushing a button on a smartphone. There really isn't. I bet, like, as soon as every woman posted that black and white picture, they all went out and became CEOs of a company, right? I'm sure. You know, so think about it. The 50 million pictures of themselves that women have posted on Instagram or Facebook before this haven't done anything to promote female empowerment. But these new ones will. These new black and white ones, this fucking pushed the whole movement over the edge. You know, because that black and white filter, don't do it in color, do it in black and white. That was the game changer, you know. Color pictures don't do shit. I feel a lot better. I feel, you know, this new movement catching on after these black and white pictures. I challenge you and you and you. This is fun. We'll spread this around. Fucking, it's great. It petered out in like fucking 2 or 3 days. Good. Yeah, that one really didn't catch on, did it? Nope. Yeah, maybe the next one will. Let's think of another one that we can all participate. Isn't this fun? We're playing Facebook games. Yay. Ugh. Yeah. All right, what do we have here next? Joe sent this one in. This woman had a whole game about... where I can't fucking find it. Oh, here we go. You're a burglar, but you only steal things to slightly inconvenience your victims. What are you stealing? Ooh. So you're going to rob somebody, but you're only going to steal something slightly inconvenient to your victims? What are you stealing? Because, you know, that's a little lighthearted. If you just say you're going to slightly inconvenience, then that's a fun game to play. But if you say you're going to break into someone's house, what are you going to steal? That's a little mean. Even though it's not going to happen, it's all fantasy. And I don't, there's no comments underneath, so I don't know what people did, but you know. Things to slightly inconvenience your victims. Okay, so that means let's be funny. Ready? Because it's only going to slightly inconvenience them. So let's crack some jokes. How many fucking guys do you think wrote bacon? That they would steal someone else's bacon? Because that's a funny one, isn't it? You know that was a lot of guys' response. I was going to say bacon too. Because that's a funny, because that's what you would do if you break into somebody's house. Just go right to the freezer and take the bacon out. Because, you know, there is a bacon shortage. You know, and then, of course, it would be the women would be the wine. I'd go right to the wine fucking refrigerator, right? That would be a funny one, too, because it's not really an inconvenience. You just go back to the liquor store and get more wine. So that'd be one the women would put, you know, and guys would put beer or any kind of whiskey, right? Ha, ha, ha. I'm going to steal a beer, ha, ha. Because that's what you do. You'd risk going to jail for 10 years just breaking someone's house and steal a fucking, you know, a case of Corona. And then someone would probably put cookies. If they had Oreo cookies, yay. Because that's funny, right? You don't say jewelry because that's not funny, right? Because the jewelry... You know, shit they keep in a box in a drawer that they never wear, but they keep it for some reason. Don't say that. That's not funny. Oh, but if someone puts the ice cream, steal their ice cream, people are going to be fucking cracking up on that one. Man, that's going to make somebody's, that's really going to make everyone forget the coronavirus and politics for a second, isn't it? You're going to go break it someone's, I'm going to steal ice cream. This is a fun game. What else is fun that I could steal? How about the waffles? I'll take the waffles. I'll go for the peanut butter. I don't know. I just know that this woman stole 30 seconds of my time just for me reading that. I have to dissect it and talk about it. You know, this is funny. Like, if the, you know, so if the cops caught you, you know, breaking in, you could just go, look, officer, you know, all I did was take the stapler and the dish towel. Can't you let me go? Ha ha. Oof. That's what I'm thinking right now. This kid walking in the kitchen, seeing his dad on his laptop. And he's like, Dad, what are you doing? Oh, I'm playing a game. Like, my friend just came up with, if you can rob somebody's house and only take something that would slightly inconvenience somebody, what would it be? I'd put down ice cream, right? That's a good one, right? And the kid's just like, yuck. Ugh. God, do you stink. I got fucking, you know, the kid's 14. He's counting the days down till he's 18. He doesn't have to deal with this bullshit anymore. I got 3 years, 8 months and fucking 16 days and 9 hours and 32 minutes before I'm out of here. Don sent this one in. He goes, this awful post was shared by a 57-year-old man. I love this guy, Don, because he'll put how old the person is. And because it really just, you know, it really just hammers the point home. How fucking childish this shit is. And he's like, how much fun can this stupid game generate? So this 57-year-old man. Well, here he goes. He starts it off with, let's get away from politics and the coronavirus for a minute. Okay, let's wait a minute. I'm not going to pause for a minute, but let's, all right. Waited. Now can we get back to the coronavirus and politics, or we just have to wait another minute? Can we... How long? So we just have to wait a minute. Because like I said, nobody else is going to be worried about that. No, when you're playing this game, the politics and coronavirus will not enter your fucking mind at all. Just know that. gives you a break, just for a minute, though. So this asshole continues. Name a movie that begins with the letter H. Don't use Google. Use your brain and no repeats. You can only mention one so we can make it fair for others. I will give you a letter to repost on your Facebook page. Only do it if you will play. I will start with Herbie and go. Oof. Oof. Ah. It really just feels like I just drank some sour milk, or I drank some fucking shitty medicine, you know, when you're not feeling well and it's fucking nasty, but you take it down anyway, or a fucking warm shot of Crown Royal or some shit. That's what it feels like. Now remember, he wrote and go, so you're allowed to start. Because if he didn't write that, everybody would be waiting. So that's good that he wrote that, to let everybody know they're allowed to start the game. So you're not allowed to use Google. Use your brain and no repeat. So if somebody else puts a movie with beginning with the letter H, then you're not allowed to use that one. So you better get to this game quick, because if you know Hoosiers, you better put that down quick, because you're not, you can't think of another H movie right at this moment. So get this game started quick, so you're the first one to respond. Because he said no repeats. I don't know what's going to happen if the first guy wrote Hoosiers and then, you know, the 13th comment wrote the same movie. I don't know what would happen. Would you get disqualified? Would he delete you as a friend? I'm not sure how this game works, but he said no repeats. So, okay. Not allowed to use Google. Now, I did use Google because I was like, Herbie, what the fuck is Herbie? And there's not even a movie named Herbie. So this fucking guy, the game that he came up with, doesn't even know how to fucking play it, is wrong. Even though he said you're not supposed to use Google, I used it. And I cheated, and I don't give a fuck. What is he going to do to me? I didn't use my brains. I used Google. And there's not a movie called Herbie. There's Herbie the Love Bug and Herbie Fully Loaded, but not Herbie. So this asshole didn't even play his own game right. All right, I'm going to try this game. Is Hope the Guy Who Started This Game Get Cancer a movie? I'm going to put that in there. You know what the worst part about this game is? So he starts with the letter H, and then when you do it, he's going to go to your Facebook page, and he's going to give you a different letter. So then you give the letter to your fucking Facebook friends, a B, and then they have to come up with movies that start with B. The worst part about this is he's still got 25 letters left. There's 26 in the alphabet. He's still got fucking 25 left. So I guess if you play this game, then you have to wait. You have to go to your Facebook page, and then he's going to send you a letter to start this game. So it says someone that started, you know, put in Hoosiers, then he went to his Facebook page. Where's my game? Where's my letter? Come on, I want to start it on my page. This is fun. And what if the guy doesn't get to it right away? What if the guy has to fucking go do something? You know, what if the fucking FedEx guy's there and he's having a problem with a package and he's gone for 15 minutes? Is that one that, you know, came up with Hoosiers? Is he going to be refreshing his fucking Facebook page? What's going on? Where's my letter? I want to continue this game. You realize what fucking nonsense this shit is? What the fuck is the purpose of this game? So what happens after I think of a movie that begins with the letter H? So I read everybody else's movie titles they came up with, and then what? What? What the fuck happens next? I just want to know is how does anybody get any enjoyment out of this game in any way? This is a fun one. Oof. Yay. And everyone's right. Heaven is for real. Heaven can wait. Hand that rocks the cradle. Yay. Horse whisperer. Hope floats. This is fun. Look at all these. I forgot about High, How High. I forgot about that movie. Ooh, Halloween. I didn't even think about that one. That's the first one I should have thought of. Yuck. Next Facebook game is this is one of those music ones, you know. You got to come up with a so it start the woman starts it and she writes, "What if Jeremy didn't speak in class that day?" Ugh. Well, he did. He did speak in class. That's the way the lyric goes. That's the Pearl Jam lyric. Jeremy spoke in class today, so he did speak. So why are you saying, what if he didn't? He did. Eddie Vedder wrote that fucking lyric from Pearl Jam. He spoke in that class that day, so he did. So why are you saying, what if he didn't? But he did. You know, and then everyone has to join along. Isn't this a fun game? What if dirty deeds weren't done dirt cheap? That's a good one. What if Freddie Mercury hadn't killed that man? What if Tommy's union never went on strike? Oof. A man wrote that. What if DMX knew where his dogs were at? Ugh. What if James Brown didn't feel good? What if Journey stopped believing? Ugh. God. Yeah, what if Buck Cherry didn't want that crazy bitch? What if Michael Jackson didn't beat it? Ha ha. This is a good one. This is going on and on and on. See, what the problem is, you know, and there's probably like 20 comments to this. Now you're encouraging this woman. Now she thinks she has a hit, like I said before. So now she's going to come up with another game and be mad you didn't play the second one. That's all you're doing. You're encouraging this fucking bullshit. Ignore it and she'll stop. Well, that one didn't catch on. Just picture these people sitting at their desks, right? Trying to come up with one of these. Imagine that. She's like, you know, some woman's like, oh, let's see, what singer do I like? Celine Dion. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, what's my favorite song? My Heart Will Go On. Oh, somebody already did that one. Oh, man. Oh, somebody already said, what if my heart didn't go on? Oh, now I got to think of another one. Now I got to scroll through every comment to see which songs are taken and which ones aren't. Oh, man. You know, I don't have time for this bullshit. So in order to play this game, you have to go through every comment to make sure you didn't use the Jeremy one. You didn't use the Michael Jackson one. That's what you need to do to play this game. You got to make sure that you didn't repeat one. What if Billy Joel did start the fire? That's a good one. I just came off the top of my head with that one. One of the worst songs ever. What's the next one here? Don sent this one in again. This post was shared by a woman in her 50s. More childish bullshit posted by adults. It sounds like the most annoying vacation ever. It's hilarious. No cheating. So this woman, started this fun game. Let's plan our post-COVID trip. Let's not. Let's not. If you're posting this game on Facebook, I don't want to fucking plan any trips with you. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to know you. If I have to interact with you, hey, how you doing? Hi, how, yeah, the weather. I know it's been great the last week. I hear it's going to rain this weekend. Yeah, it sucks. That's all. That's the only interaction I want with you if I have to deal with you. So here we go. Let's plan our post-COVID trip. This is hilarious, and hilarious in capital letters. And then more capital letters. Don't cheat. So right off the bat, this is really funny, and you're not allowed to cheat. I guess because if you don't put don't cheat, you're allowed to cheat. I'm not sure how that works. Like, if you don't put don't cheat and you cheat, you know, like if you answer one of these and then she responds, that was a good one. Wow. You go, yeah, well, I Googled it. You're not supposed to cheat. Well, you didn't say. You didn't say in your post I couldn't cheat. When kids take, tests in school, does the teacher say before they take, hey, don't cheat? Or do they know they're not supposed to cheat? Because if a kid gets caught cheating, he's like, well, you didn't say we couldn't cheat. So how the fuck did I know? But it's good that these people, this woman's in her mid-50s, lets everyone know that this is going to be hilarious and don't cheat. I don't know what happens if you cheat. Maybe she deletes you as a friend, like I said. I'm not sure. But whatever you do, don't cheat, okay? She continues. I want to see if I come up for anyone. Make sure you follow the directions at the bottom. You don't pick the name. Facebook does. With some smiley faces. So she says, copy, paste, and delete the names. After each statement, type at. And the first letter of the statement, like my holiday buddy equals at, and then put the M. You'll see the name of one of your friends. If one is already used, take the next. Don't cheat. So basically, what you do, you know, you got your Facebook friends. So the first part of this game is my vacation buddy. So since it's a M, my begins the sentence, you have to type in at and then and put an M. And whatever name pops up, you have to fill that name in. You get it? So her vacation buddy was a Melissa, this woman Melissa, because it started with an M. And then the next one is spends every day at the nudist beach. And I guess because it with an M is a guy, last name is Smith. Isn't this fun? What a good vacation this is. So basically, so let's say this woman has 400 friends. And maybe like 150 of them out of the 400 know each other. But the rest of the people don't know each other. So you're basically putting friends on your Facebook page. You're putting in an M. So if Melissa fucking Evans comes up, a lot of people aren't going to know Melissa Evans might be the one that goes to the nudist beach. So where's the fucking joke? Like if you want to do this with a group of people by yourselves, where everyone knows each other, 20 or 30 people, then I could see it's still fucking horrific, but I understand it. But half these people, you don't know who Melissa fucking Evans is. Maybe fucking, you know, 20 people on her Facebook page know who Melissa Evans is. So where's the joke? So if someone's going to read this and this woman's, Facebook friends with her because they know each other from the neighborhood, but has no idea that Melissa Evans fucking, you know, went to high school with this girl and lives in Seattle, and this woman lives in Detroit. How the fuck is she going to know who Melissa Evans is? So where's the joke? Who's going to find that funny? And if Melissa Evans isn't online, she doesn't even know this shit's going on. So who is this game for? Now, this woman said, I just want to play it because I want to see if my name comes up. That's all you did? So you came up with this fucking goofy shit just to see if your name came up? So this is what this vacation's supposed to be. These are the topics. My vacation buddy spends every day at the nudist beach, eats all the snacks. Yeah, I'm curious on who eats all the snacks. Chats up the lifeguard staff, arrested for skinny dipping, breaks the karaoke machine, because that happens a lot, right? You hear that all the time, those karaoke bars, that the machine keeps breaking. People break the karaoke machine, because I know. There's so many stories about that. Remembers nothing. Has the sexiest bathing suit. Yeah, what if and then the woman that comes up weighs 450 pounds. You going to put that name in there or are you going to cheat? I'm just curious. What if your fucking friend Hillary weighs 450 pounds? She's got a lot of health problems and she would never go to the beach and she'd never wear, you know, a bathing suit at the beach. You going to put fucking the 450-pound woman in there, has the sexiest bathing suit, or are you going to cheat and move on to the next one? I'm just curious because you said don't cheat. But now you're going to make this fucking, you know, woman that weighs 450 pounds feel bad if she ever sees this. Like, oh, man. Thanks, but I know you're lying. And the next one, jogs on the beach every morning. Yeah, what if you got a friend? Okay, so Jay. What if your Jay friend, the letter that starts with Jay, what if that person is paralyzed from the waist down? Are you going to skip that one too, or are you just going to keep? Because you said don't cheat. So the person that's in a wheelchair for life came up for jogs on the beach every morning. You going to keep that name or you going to move on to the next one? I'm just curious. Or should I contact you? Should I direct message you on Facebook? Hey, listen, man, my paralyzed friend came up for jogs on the beach. So can I cheat and go on to the next one? Because I know you said don't cheat. I know this is hilarious, but this is kind of serious because I don't want to fucking rub it in that the person can't jog for the rest of their life. So, you know, I know this is supposed to be hilarious, but this is a serious moment. And then flirts with the pool boys. What if a guy comes up? What does the guy's wife think? You really didn't think this game out, because if a man comes up, are you supposed to put that in there? Get sunburn on the first day. I'm curious. Like, if I went on vacation with people, I would love to know who got sunburn on the first day. Wins $500 on bingo. Who the fuck plays bingo on vacation? Where are you vacation? At a fucking nursing home? Yeah, that's what I want to do. Go on vacation and play bingo. That sounds like a fun vacation. And then misses their flight home. Yay. Steals all the inflatables. Stung by a jellyfish. Throws everyone's towels in the pool. Comes in first in the talent show. And loses keys to the room. And then she writes, can't wait. Gonna be a hell of a vacation. Yeah, that sounds real fun. Sounds great. You know, there's 18 people on this list that you're going to go on vacation with. Who goes on vacation with 18 other people? And they're all going to want to bring their fucking husband or wife or girlfriend or boyfriend. So now you're on vacation with 36 people. And I'm sure they got kids. So let's add 20 more. Now you're on vacation with, 56 people. Yeah, that's going to be great. Can't wait for that. This is going to be a fun vacation. It is. I mean, it sounds fun. Like, who's going to eat all the snacks? I'm really curious on who's going to eat all the snacks on vacation. And who's going to throw all the towels in the pool? And who's going to steal all the inflatables? I mean, how can I get in on this vacation? Like, I would go on this vacation even if I didn't know these people. I'm just, this sounds fucking fun. I'm going to go play bingo, and then I'm going to, you know, watch someone eat all the snacks, and then someone's going to throw all the towels in the pool. And did you know someone's going to steal all the inflatables? I don't know what they're going to do with them, but they're going to steal them. I got to make sure next vacation I go on with people, we have all these fun games. You know? You know, if you, like I said, these are random people picked that have no idea who they are. How is this going to be hilarious when some guy named Bob Jones that nobody knows comes up as the guy who breaks the karaoke machine? This could be one of the dumbest Facebook games of all time. You're putting random names of your friends. Is your friend whose name comes up after misses their flight home supposed to see that and laugh? And they're like, ha, 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 I missed a flight I was never going to take. That's hilarious. That's really funny that my name came up that I'd miss a flight, even though I've never missed a flight in my whole life. And I make sure I get to the airport at least 2 hours early because I'm always paranoid of missing a flight. But that's funny that I was the one that was picked to miss a flight. Ha, ha, how ironic that is. I'd rather, this is a test, basically. Because that's what I want to do when I go on Facebook is just, you know, all of a sudden do a fucking pop quiz or have to figure this fucking thing out and fill out these forms. I hate filling out forms. I'd rather test positive for the coronavirus than take this test. I would deal with it. I'll be in bed 7 to 10 days, fucking, you know, shit in my pants, drenched in sweat, barely breathing. I would take that over this fucking game. I don't give a shit who's going to steal the inflatables. I'm thinking probably nobody. I'm thinking probably nobody that went on vacation would steal inflatables out of a pool on vacation. I don't think anybody's going to fucking take the air out of the raft and sneak it back into the hotel room. I'm just guessing. Even a kid, you know, if a 3-year-old kid wanted to take the alligator out of the pool, the parents would just go, hey, you got to put that back. That's not yours. That's how that's going to work. I don't care. I don't know if anyone is really going to throw the towels in the pool. You think that's really going to happen? Someone's going to take every towel. Most people aren't even in the pool. Maybe there's 2 or 3 people in the pool. The rest of the people are on the chairs hanging out at the pool. So what are they going to do? As they're laying there, yank the towel out from fucking behind their back and chuck it in the pool? What if you hit the guy that's stealing the inflatables with the towels they're throwing in the pool? Do they get to play bingo the next night? Are they allowed in the bingo game that someone's going to win $500? Or are you just going to send them over to karaoke? But you can't go to karaoke because the machine's broke. You know, sounds like a fucking shit vacation.